AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions remain high in Minneapolis after a woman was shot and killed by an ICE agent in the city. Federal officials say an immigration officer acted in self-defense. This is Mayor Jacob Frey.
Let me give you a statistic. 50% of the shootings that have happened thus far in Minneapolis this year have been ICE. In other words, we've only had two shootings. One of them has been ICE.
Frey wants a fair investigation in Minneapolis.
We are a safe city. ICE is making it less so. We are a city of unity. But ICE is trying to divide us and tear us apart.
There were protests overnight in Portland, Oregon. Federal immigration agents shot and wounded two people in a vehicle outside a city hospital. U.S. forces seized another oil tanker in the Caribbean. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
It's the fifth such vessel American forces have boarded as the Trump administration targets sanctioned tankers going to and from Venezuela, an effort Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth said this week would continue as President Trump looks to control Venezuela's oil production distribution globally.
He's not messing around. We are an administration of action to advance our interests.
Word of the seizure comes hours before the president's due to host oil executives at the White House. He hopes to secure nearly $100 billion in investments to revive Venezuela's oil industry as part of a broader bid to lower gas prices. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Labor Department says employers added just 50,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate slipped to 4.4%. Russia launched a massive overnight attack on Ukraine using hundreds of drones and dozens of missiles, including new hypersonic missiles. Iran's supreme leader is signaling a crackdown on protesters is coming. This is AP News. The AP's Donna Warder reports on a fatal police shooting in New York City.
New York City police say a patient at New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital was shot and killed by police Thursday after wielding a sharp object and barricading himself and two other people in a room. Police say responding officers encountered the man in a blood-spattered room and that he had threatened to harm an adult patient and a hospital security worker as well as himself. Police say officers deployed tasers, but they didn't work. And when the man charged at the officers, they opened fire. Police say the security officer was evaluated, but they didn't know what injuries that person may have sustained. I'm Donna Warder.
A mound of garbage collapsed at a landfill in the Philippines. Two people were killed. 36 others are missing. Officials say the dead and missing were workers at the landfill. 13 people were rescued alive. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.